Welcome to Wolf Den's Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. I'm back with JC. Great weekend of dog racing. Saturday night was big. The Bold Trees, the Melbourne Cup. A couple other big runs as well. We're going to talk about them all.
I feel exhausted. It was a massive night of racing at Sandown on Saturday night. But we have to keep going because we've got big racing this Thursday and Saturday from Hobart, Sandown and the Meadows. So let's get right into this week's show.
Brilliant. Let's have a look at the show rundown so we know where we're heading. There it is. We've got JC's Thursday set. Looking forward to that. It was pretty good last week. The Saturday night review. Then we're going to talk about the Laurels Classic and the Silver Chief, which is down Melbourne way as well. And there's some big racing down Hobart way as well. The Ladbrokes Hobart 1000. We'll have a bit of a preview of that. Let's keep moving. Let's move to your accountability. How did the Thursday set finish last week, mate?
In front, slightly. Two winners, one loser. Loser was a little bit disappointing there, Duffman, but the two winners won with ease, straight to the front, exactly what you want to see. Pot remains okay, and the strike rate just stays around that 48% mark. So just keeping myself in a job right now, that's all I can do.
Very good. Let's move towards your Thursday set, please.
Yes, well, we're going to head to Albion Park first. Race one, number three, Shawler. She won that maiden final on MDC night when we were there very impressively. Since then, she's gone back up to her home state of Queensland. Luckless in two subsequent starts, drawn her lowest box to date, has bumped into a really weak field, and her main danger, Rupee Magic, has talent but tends to jump at shadows. I'll just leave it at that. Let's head down to Hobart. Race two, number four, Aeroplane Bernie, flashed home to score over to 340 metres at Hobart three starts ago, has since been well held at Launceston in his next two starts, returns to Hobart, but most importantly rises to the 461 metres, can race closer to the speed and has found a really weak race. And race 10, number four, our Kite Flyer to round out the night. Ex-Victorian lining up for his Tasmanian debut. Was last seen leading up a really deep third and fourth grade race there at Warrigal. Drops to Masters grade here and has found a really weak contest. Think it'll be a first up crush.
All right, let's move to our review section. We're going to talk about the Group 1 Bold Trees final, the distance race from Sandown on Saturday night. We're looking for Ethanol Water out of the five. We're also looking for Kenya All Class for our friend of the show, Corey Smith. Gets off to a beautiful start, the checks. But let's see what Ethanol Water does. Over to you, JC.
Yes, well, it turned out to be a really compressed betting market there late. Kenya All Class did exactly what everyone thought he would do, get out in front, run really slick sections to the first mark. Wasn't quite there to the second and third mark, which really allowed Ethanol Water to get into this race. As you can see there, the two runners really put a massive gap on the rivals, such as Black Silencer and Kenya Amy. Ethanol Water starts to chew into the margin down the back straight, and Kenya All Class, the oxygen tank has gone to absolute nil there. Ethanol Water gets to his outside, puts him away, wins by up to four lengths. Black Silencer rushes home in a second, and Kenya All Class finishes third there. She's a bitch that has shown a brilliant mixture of speed and stamina. I think it's obviously a bitch that we can continue to follow at that level. I think there's plenty more wins in store for Ethanol Water. Kenya All Class, once again, really good there. As you can see there on the screen, track's a little bit more heavier, especially there with the box eight. They're making a few more footprints. So he just knocked up there late. His run was phenomenal. He's run third in a group one. But yeah, those three dogs were brilliant. They've all run as well as they probably could on the night. And yeah, I guess they'll be all looking to future group staying contests down the track.
Very good. Let's move to the big one, the Melbourne Cup for 2024. And we are looking for explicit from the six. And he finally did it, mate. He finally got that big one. How does he avoid all the carnage which is about to happen now?
Not really sure. You got Scalacci, Epitomise, Sunset Fraser. They all cause a bit of a conundrum there on the first corner. Unfortunately, Sunset Fraser goes down, does chase into the pen. So he's all good. Explicit misses all of that. Spears straight to the front, quickly put 3 to 5 lengths on Joey the Jet and Miss Envy, both chased valiantly, but Explicit kept going, roared away, won by 8 lengths, proved the doubters wrong, myself included. and yeah, he adds the Melbourne Cup to his really incredible CV. He's won a multitude of country cups over the months, as well as a Group 1 Temley at the Meadows early in the year. Now Melbourne Cup adds into the kitty. Yeah. He's a brilliant dog. He got the luck when he needed to on the night. You all need luck, especially for those big races. And there's no reason why he can't continue, hopefully, on and win more races at that level down the track.
Yeah, I believe they're going to go to the Phoenix and then they might retire him after that.
Wow.
Yeah, so... and
he's kind of done all he can do. He's obviously got a career stud waiting for him, whether he won or lost that race. That obviously boosts him now.
I think that helps a lot, yeah, and if 100%. They can win the Phoenix as well. But and the Jason Thompson Kennel, they quinella'd it with Joey the Jet as well.
Yeah, Joey the Jet, nice young dog. That would have been about his 8th or 9th start. He's definitely a dog that's going to line up in a lot more of those races down the track. Obviously, he might potentially get picked up in the Phoenix. I'm sure there's still a few slots left there, and he might be lined up in a Melbourne Cup next year because he's a young dog and he's got plenty of time on his side.
Let's talk about another Jason Thompson dog, Tim Zoo. So he was in the Group 3 Sir John Dillon Memorial, maybe the win of the night. You wanted to put this in the show. Let's bring it up. We're looking for Tim Zoo from the Czechs. Tell us why you wanted to put this in.
Yes, well, not often we go off border a little bit, I guess, but Tim Zoo, I thought he was absolutely brilliant here. He fended off Zipping Kai in the early stage of that race. We saw Zipping Kai win that Group 1 Hume Cup up probably a month ago now, and he was really brilliant in doing so. And as you can see here, once he found the front, he quickly put 5 lengths on Zipping Kai, succeed there, doing what succeed does, just likes to run next to his best friend the whole way and possibly give him a little nibble on the ear. But Tim Zoo stretched away, won by 8 lengths. I guess the overall margin of the win isn't as, eye-catching, even though it's a big margin. What really caught my eye was the time. He's run 33.67. It's only 1.5 lengths off the track record, and it was the 5th fastest time over the distance. He's run very similar times to the likes of Hector Fawley. I really love when dogs rise up in distance. He's found his pet track and trip, obviously. Yeah, he's got to win a lot of races over this distance. I hope the kennel decide to keep him over this distance and not jump back to that 500.
Because I think they want to run him in the Phoenix.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. Move on.
But I think, yeah, I listened to an interview where they were saying that they think it goes great at this distance, but they're going to probably drive him back just for the Phoenix and then assess.
Yeah, well, it's always hard to, put those riches aside. It's a bit, same with the horses. You know, some horses might be kept at an unsuitable distance. Well, not unsuitable, but a distance that doesn't suit them as much, just to obviously race in those sprint races where there's more prize money over the 500 metres. But I just don't think he has the speed to go with the likes of Explicit and Sunset Fraser.
Sure. Yeah.
So he's a little bit vulnerable over that distance now. But once you rise up to the 600 metres, he resets his grades, goes back to 5th grade company and just pretty much finds the front, wins any race he's in. So obviously might be a little bit vulnerable in the Phoenix, but hopefully we see him over the middle distance in the coming months.
Very good. So we've spoken a lot about the Phoenix, and someone who's a big player in the Phoenix is the gun, Brent Navdala. You said to me, put a call out to him. He answered the call, which we appreciate a lot.
Hey, the believers.
So why don't we have a quick chat with the gun about Rinse the Lot, who is one of... It's not that many dogs have been given slots yet. I think maybe 5 or 6 have got a slot. Rinse the Lot is one of them in the Melbourne Storm slot.
Yes.
So let's bring the gun in and chat to him about how Rinse the Lot is going. The gun, thank you for joining us, mate. We're excited to talk to you about Rinse the Lot. I'm interested. I was having a look at the ownership group for Rinse the Lot just before, and it's a pretty select group. Brad Canty in there, of course. Fletcher, who everyone knows as well. But there's not many owners in it. Is that right? It's a pretty select group.
Yeah, select group. Yeah, Brad, obviously, I've known for a long time. We've raced a lot of dogs together, and he's the one who sort of got me involved with the dogs in New South Wales. And he's got a few together, and it's nice to be part of it.
Yeah. And so did you manage to catch the Melbourne Cup Saturday night? Obviously, that'll have sort of huge implications for the Phoenix.
Yeah, I was able to. Obviously, Ben Thompson rides over here, so... His family obviously was able to get away with the big race. It was a bit of a lottery to the first corner, wasn't it? They got pretty lucky and got through, but happy for Ben and his family. Obviously, he's a good dog, that dog, Twisted. And, obviously taking a good interest because it's gonna be one of the main form leadings for the main race here in the Phoenix.
So what is the plan with Rinse the Lot? Because he hasn't had a race for a while. Why is that he hasn't had a start?
Daryl and Michelle just thought it was best to sort of just probably work a little bit more on his box manners, get him sorted and have him peaking on one day. So it's a bit different to a lot of the other races there. A lot to get into like those good races, you usually have to go through a series, whether it's a heat or a semi. But obviously with the Phoenix, he's already there obviously he's in the race. So it's more just trying to maintain him and have him peaking for one run. They felt that in the best interest of the dog was probably just to attack the race, fresh. It won't, he might even have one run. He might even be in this weekend. I'm not sure. He might just have one run and go in, but, they just thought that was the best plan of attack, having, that he had a post-to-post the other night they were happy with and, so attacking it that way. So we're hoping he can, travel down to Melbourne in good form and bring his best.
And is Explicit the dog that you're most scared of? Who else scares you in the potential field?
Oh, look, they're all good dogs, the dogs that are going to make that race, they're all good dogs that can take the race. I think the box draw is going to be a massive thing. If he can draw a nice box instead, well, he's going to give himself every chance. I think he's got the ability. He's got as much ability as any dog that's going to be in the race. So to just say there's one dog, well, yeah, probably not. I think it's just, you know, box draw is going to be a big thing. And if he can nail the start, well, he's going to give himself every opportunity to win a race like that, for sure.
Are you any chance to be able to get back, or won't be able to because your commitment's over there?
Probably not. The timing of it might not work out. I've been given permission from the Jockey Club to come back for Christmas for a few days, but that just might be a bit early. So, I won't miss a meeting here at the moment. And, my commitments are solely in Hong Kong, so it's probably going to be a bit hard, but I've got access to it, obviously, to be able to watch him, and that'll be the main thing of who we'll be able to watch him and see what he can do.
Brilliant, mate. Well, best of luck with him when the Phoenix comes along with us. Obviously, there's a huge week of racing in Hong Kong, so best of luck tonight and also on Sunday. Yes. Hager was the gun, JC.
The best in the business. Good luck to him and all the connections there with Rinse a Lot in the Phoenix. Hopefully, he can get up for them.
Very good. All right, let's move on. We can talk a little bit more about the big racing down in Melbourne this weekend. What have you got for us, mate?
Yes, well, action heads stays at Sandown, actually. Group 2, Laurels. Over the 515 metres, bitches only contest, age-restricted race for the likes of the dogs. Underneath the age of about 29 to 30 months there. Heats this Thursday, final next Thursday. We'll definitely be covering that. The headline act in that race will most likely be Miss Envy. We saw her run third there in the Melbourne Cup. She's a very short price favourite off box running one of those heats. So she is going to take a power of beating back to her own sex and age group. And then we've got the Group 1 Silver Chief at the Meadows over the 525 metres. Heats this Saturday, final the following Saturday. Same age restriction applies there. Both for $75,000. Unsure why the Laurels for bitches is group two and the Silver Chief for boys is group one. Someone has to tell me that in the comments. I feel like if this was in any other sort of sport, it'd be a bit more, a few sexist comments would pop up. But unfortunately, fortunately, I guess the greyhounds don't speak because I feel like a few of the greyhounds that are on the female side won't be too happy they're only running for group two status. But we'll definitely be previewing both those finals on next week's episode. So stay with us.
All right, we're going to move on. We're now going to talk about the Ladbrokes Hobart 1000. And Hobart 1000, I should say. And tell us a little bit about the conditions of it.
It's a group one race sponsored by our great friends at Ladbrokes. $100,000 up for grabs for the winner. Open grade race, six heats this Thursday night over the 461 at Hobart. Six winners go through to next week's final as well as the two faster seconds. And the third and fourth fast seconds will be the ninth and tenth reserve rugs in the race. So if something gets scratched, then they obviously gain entry into the final.
And you've chosen three heats for us to look at today. Why don't we kick off? We're going to start by looking at heat two. There's the market up on the screen.
Yes, let's get into the speed map for this race. You've got Ducati Roy in box four. He has really good muster. Katia Gold, box five, the former WA runner, has gone really well since going down to Hobart. See a bit of a picket fence there prior to a last start last. And Vincent Bale, Aston Hematite, boxes seven and eight, both have a bit of speed on their night. Vincent Bale here, he is the headline act in this race. Despite failing to place in his last two starts, he is a recent Group 2 winner. The concern with him, he has not seen this track. And he's got Aston Hematite drawn in box eight, who has speed and wants to crash back to the rails. So I have landed on number four here, Ducati Roy. As you see there, there's no box three. It is vacant. He's got to get room to move early. He is the local dog, the local hope, arguably one of the hardest dogs to probably beat this year. He ran third in this race last year. It's going to be really hard to hold out in this race.
Okay, let's move on to heat four.
Hotel Whiskey won, went five dead to the mark, last start at Sandown, which is absolutely flying. Fernando Field, genuine beginner in mile a minute, has a lot of speed on his night. I'll side here with number five, Hotel Whiskey won. Happy to be forgiving of his last two starts at Sandown. Prior to that, he ran in really fast time at the Meadows, and he also took out the Goulburn Cup, which is on a very similar style track to Hobart. Broke the track record on that occasion. He's drawn really well here in box five. Fernando Field in box six always tends to hold his line, if anything, step up the track. So I think he's going to be extremely hard to hold out in heat number four.
Let's move on to heat five. And there's been a big scratching today
yes.
in this heat.
Matlock had box one in this heat. He was an even money favourite. It was going to be extremely hard to hold out in this race. I was going to make him my Thursday set official stamp tip. But anyway, we move on. You've got the likes of Quiet Lake, Zipping Gorillas and Trey Fuses. They hold the key speed factor in this race. But I've decided to turn to go with the Tasmanian that returns to Tasmania, Raiders Guide. We saw him last in that Group 1 Hume Cup. He runs seventh on that occasion, had no luck, started favourite. Week prior to that, you see that one next to his name. He was brilliant on that occasion at the Meadows, running really, really fast time. He's won about 2,000 races over this track and trip. He knows his track like the back of his hand. So I think he's going to be really hard to hold out in this race. If he just has a little bit of luck in the early stages, you should storm right over the top of him.
Fantastic. All right, mate. Well, I think it's just about time to wrap up. We always have a little bit of a look ahead, but I think we've sort of articulated all that. You know, we've got the Laurels and the Silver Chief. We've got the Hobart Thousand, and then we'll keep sort of building up and talking about the Phoenix as well. So that's all to look forward to next week. We'll preview those finals and have a bit more of a chat about the Phoenix. That's about it, really.
Yes,
isn't it?
All done, all done. Can't wait for this week's racing, and can't wait to get back in here next week in the hot seat with you and preview all those finals.
Unreal. Thanks for your time. We'll see you next week.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.